What was your analysis of that?
Ultimately disappointment. You know, disappointment losing the game, and especially as late on, never really gave us a chance to get back into the game. So there's positives in the game, obviously, but you know, some negatives as well. So we need to look at, you know, the reasons we conceded the goal, why we conceded them, and how we can do better.
In terms of the performance, though, how do you rate it?
I thought we played well enough. You know, I thought we played it well enough in parts of the game, but you know, there was obviously issues that we need to do better. So, you know, overall not happy in regards to losing a game and losing a game at home.
Obviously, there were times in that first half where you had, you know, 25, 26 pass moves two or three times. You did that. Is that what you're looking for from this group of players?
Yeah, definitely that. I mean, that's how we want to play. We want to pass and we want to move, but we want to win football games. So, as I said on Friday, you know, it's getting the balance. It's not all about, you know, passing and keeping the ball. It's about winning football games. So it's getting the balance right between, you know, between those two factors, and tonight, you know, we didn't quite get there. We didn't do the, you know, the basics well enough.
This season is going to be a season where you're going to have to be patient, both on the field and also in the stands as well. That's going to be important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's part and parcel. But you know, we've got to do it on the pitch. You know, the fans have been fantastic. Fans were great on Friday. Again tonight, you know, they were patient and they were, you know, they got behind us in difficult scenarios. And you know, but we know ultimately we'll be judged by winning football games, and we didn't win tonight. We didn't, you know, do the right things at the right time in order to give us the best chance of winning.
We'll talk about the two goals you conceded in a moment, but first, the goal you scored, is that something off the training ground?
No, that was just a great piece of skill. We wanted them to play quickly and play fast, and we did. We played quickly, and you know, Michael Doyle hit a fantastic goal and got us back into the game, but you know, unfortunately we never went on and capitalised on it.
Getting the ball moving quickly from dead ball situations, is that a feature we'll recognise a lot in your managerial career?
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, we want to pass the ball and we want to move it and we want to do things quickly and we want to, you know, try and play at a high tempo. But you know, I keep coming back to the fact we want to do that within a, you know, a winning mentality and a, you know, getting the basics right and doing the right things at the right times, and they're the areas we need to work on.
Talk to me about their two goals then. I would imagine the defending has probably just frustrated you a little bit on that.
Yeah, it is. We've got to look what we could have done better. You know, there's no hiding place really. You've got to, you know, as a, you know, defender and as a team, you're judged on the goals you concede. And we were very good at that last year in regards to, you know, being one of the best teams in the league in regards to not conceding goals. So we've got to look at why we did it and, you know, where we went wrong and address that and get better at it.
They say you learn more in defeat. What have you learnt about your team tonight?
Well, I've obviously learned there's some things we need to work on and some things we need to get better at. But you know, there were positives. But if I'm being honest tonight, the negatives, you know, at this minute definitely outweigh the positives.
Talk to me about Connor Cody. You've seen him now for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
What does he add to this team, and what did you make of how he played tonight?
Yeah, Connor played well. You know, Connor's got mobility. He can pass. He can see a pass. He can get around the pitch. And you know, he's a creative player, so he's got good attributes, and I'm sure he'll be a good player for us. But you know, Connor will be the same as the rest of them. They're in there disappointed because they lost.
He played in a holding role today alongside Michael Doyle. Are we likely to see a lot of that from him? Is that where you think his best position is?
Well, no, I think he can play in a number of positions. Connor is adaptable and he's got good attributes. And, you know, obviously, you know, I think that's where he's played the majority of his career in regards to midfield. But he can definitely play in different positions.
Going out of the Cup in the first round, does it impact what you can do between now and the end of the month in terms of finance?
I'm not sure, to be honest. That's not been high on my agenda. My agenda was just to try and win this game tonight, and you know, unfortunately we've not done that.